You're listening pretty late. I'm Patty Vasquez, and that is Mojo Working from the Nelson Family Street Revival Band. Is that right? Am I getting all the... No. To Nelson...
Nelson Family Street Silicon Revival. That's the Nelson Street Revival.
Nelson Street Revival. Who's That's the Nelson great. Family?
I don't
Ricky,
know.
Ricky Nelson?
They seem pretty nice.
Yeah,
though.
No. They seem familial.
They're accommodating.
I don't know. Kathy Richardson seems very familial.
By the way, I don't know if we told the whole band, but on air is probably the best time to do it. We're not playing yet. We got to keep
setting up a little bit, but we're going to do a little bit of interview. Play so later. If anybody else wants to grab a microphone, we have Kathy Richardson, who I know Eddie Cruz has been waiting for you to be on mic for a while.
Hey, Eddie. He said he would be listening. He told me to tell you hello. So he also told you to tell me.
It worked out very well.
Yeah, it did.
He's such a big fan of yours. He's got good taste.
He's one of my biggest fans for sure.
What is it like when you travel and people keep coming out? Do you ever feel like, okay, you've seen this? Do you sometimes have those fans that you know are going to be there and you want to do a little something extra, even though you're going to be amazing anyway?
You know what? I love seeing the familiar faces out there. It's always nice to like look out and latch on to somebody.
Yes.
And, you know, I know sometimes it could probably make people feel uncomfortable if I like lock onto them and stare at them
for laser focus.
But you know, it's good to see a familiar face that, you know, gives you a feeling of, I don't know,
comfort.
Safety.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. I'm a stand-up comic, and I've seen comics latch onto the people who don't like them. Or you don't know what they're thinking, but they just look sour.
Right.
Well, why look at that person?
Yeah, that's just going to mess you up.
There's hundreds of people that are laughing, and you want to lock into the one jerk in the front who has his arms folded. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
This is Brandon C. Price. He does a music, comedy, and drinking show called Vamp.
Hi.
And that's Brandon. And he, I'm sure he has the same experience, but you can tell already we're going to have some great music in the studio. Brandon is a musician and a singer. And now, when did you start playing the guitar?
When I was pretty young, my mom had a ukulele, and I started playing that. My dad had a guitar. It was way too big for me to hold. I really wanted to play it. But the ukulele fit in my hands, and my dad had the Chet Atkins Teach Yourself How to Play Guitar record set, you know, on vinyl. So I taught myself a couple chords, and... you know, you, as it turns out, you really only need three.
One, four, and five. That's it.
I don't know if I'm hearing agreement or disagreement around the studio right now. What kind of music was in your life growing up? What really spoke to you?
God, so many things. But what really spoke to me, the first thing that really super spoke to me was Heart. And it was mostly because I was trying to teach myself how to play guitar. And there's this teenage girl lived next door, and she was a hippie, and she was cool, and you know, she wanted to play guitar too, and she had all the music books, and she said, "Hey, if you want to hear some girls really play guitar, listen to Heart." And I knew my sister had one of their albums, and I went home and put it on, and you know, the opening strains of Barracuda, and my little mind exploded, and I saw them on the cover, and they were gypsies, and I was like, they're so cool. I want to be them. So that was kind of the major turning point in my life.
I love that. I'm a big fan of Heart. I also love Bonnie Raitt. I love chick rockers. I just do, yeah. We had a producer a while ago, my first producer. One of our last nights, I said I just downloaded the best of Heart. And he stopped the entire show to say, "You and I have a different idea of what best of means." And I was like, I don't even know how to have this conversation anymore.
Yeah.
He was like, "Did you just stop this to insult my taste in music? Because that's the wrong place to go with Heart."
Absolutely. I mean, they can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. I love, and people can disagree. Isn't that the strangest thing when someone doesn't like a type of music? They take it personally.
Right.
That you like it. You're like, okay, go
it's
like your
music,
thing.
Man. Music is for grooving.
Exactly.
It's not for putting yourself through bad changes.
Yeah.
As Janis would say.
I have to. Oh. And there's another one. I love Janis Joplin.
Me too.
I was at Knife and Time, my favorite restaurant yesterday, and I was like, yeah, Buy Me a Mercedes-Benz was playing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do anything but sing that for the rest of it. I can't help it.
You know,
that Heart to Alan Jackson was a jump.
What was that?
It's Buy Me Mercury, Buy Me Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I just got excited. I thought we brought up country music. I'll go back.
And his microphone is off now. Yeah. Thank God. Okay,
no.
Buy me a Mercury by Alan Jackson.
What kind of reaction have you gotten throughout your entire life as a chick rocker?
Always got a really positive reaction. I don't know. And that's what's always kept me going, you know. I was like super nerdy, misfit child. And somehow when I sang rock and roll, it made me cool. So, you know, I just went with it.
And you did so
and,
well.
And it's, yeah, it's amazing where it's taken me.
I'm making sure that I'm typing because I'm trying to make sure I get the name of the band right. But I'm just going to go ahead and ask you again. It's
Nelson Street Revival.
Thank Nelson you. Street Revival.
Nelson
and I can
Street.
Explain that name.
Yeah, that helps. That's yeah. how I'm going to remember.
Yeah, well, Alan Miller, our harmonica player and one of my best friends in the world, lives on Nelson Street. And every year they have a street festival on Nelson Street called Muskie Fest. It's Will's Northwoods Inn is the bar right on Racine and Nelson there. And they have a... They have a festival, and Ellen has put this band together like every year for 5 years, and we just do this one show, and it's like a pickup gig, and it's just for fun, and there was no like agenda of anything going past this one gig, and then this year,
well, some of us had another thought in mind, right. but it takes other people a while to actually get there.
So this last year we did it. And the Muskie Fest has really grown too, and there's just been more and more people there, and the reaction we got from the crowd and how fun it was, and I just love playing. I love, the idea of having an outlet to just play covers and just play fun songs that we want to play or take songs that we love and do our twist on them
right.
and make them our own. And And Peaches Staton, who's the other lead singer, unfortunately isn't here tonight. She was doing a song, and I stepped back and I watched just as an observer, and I was like, oh my God, there's really something here with this group, and this idea of taking classic rock and finding the blues in it, or taking the blues and making it rock, and do it, just taking all these different influences, and that have the roots in the blues and making a sort of kind of super cool jam band out of it. And with all these amazing personalities, and I know we're on the radio right now, but we've got 7 musicians in the room.
Well, they can see we're live streaming. So people are watching on WGNradio.com.
Hey, yeah. See, I knew I should put makeup on.
You look great. You both look great.
But the other cool thing is there's not many bands that are fronted by 4 women. Instrumentalist and vocalist.
Right.
And I know that other women really feel empowered when they see us play.
Oh, I agree.
There's something about it. There's just not that many. There's women singers, of course, and there's, women instrumentalists, but to have the 4 at the front, all play instruments and all sing, it's just, it's a great combination. And I take pride in surrounding myself with the best musicians around, and I kind of put all these guys together, and we did it for a few years, and I was so happy when Kathy said, you know what? Let's do this. Let's make this a real deal. So here we are. Nelson Street's where the Muskie Fest is. And
when is the Muskie Fest?
It is September 10th.
Okay.
September 10th.
We'll be back, and we'll be officially Nelson Street Revival this year.
On Nelson Street.
I know. I've got it now. I have it underlined. I've written it. I'm going to put it on my hand.
NSR. Get a tattoo.
NSR. I like that. And then people are going to ask me, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't remember.
Yeah.
No salt required.
Patty, please get a tattoo of the Nelson Street Revival.
It'll be my first.
We can do it live on the radio if you want.
That would be so amazing.
There you go. All right. But then you have to get PV on your tattoo.
Yeah, then you guys all have to get Patty Vat. Everyone in the
pretty
band.
Pretty late, yeah. PLPV.
Yeah.
I think we could make this deal right now.
And we will tattoo you all live on air.
Okay. Be my first.
Can I also say, and this has nothing to do with our wonderful band and studio, the Nelson Street Revival and our great guests. Someone broke this chair. I just want you to know that right
Whoa.
Now. So can you tell me, while I was gone, Craig, who broke the host's chair?
I don't know.
But I
was upstairs the whole time. Since you're not here, we leave the studio vacant.
Every time I lean back, it snaps a little bit, and I have to sit forward. I hope that my guests are all comfortable, because I would feel very embarrassed if we gave you broken chairs.
It's very lovely.
I'm leaning forward also. I was just taking a cue from you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to not lean back at all.
I'm a little scared right now. I'm not sure what happened while I was gone. This is not great. What's great is that Ellen is a fan of the show. She listens to us, and I love that. Usually you're in bed listening to us.
I am in bed, and Patty and I have texted back and forth about a particular...
You just about Dr. Dingman.
Dingman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a psychic that calls in, and he asked for the last 3 songs on your iPod or whatever, and then he does a psychic reading, and it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm.
Based
just tell
on
you that.
Your iTunes?
Well, it's... It's kind of satirical.
Some people, although some people doubt his powers.
And it is just, and you know, and Kathy is sleeping next to me, and I am like burying my head in the pillow in laughter. So I wrote to, I need to play that for her. I need to hear that. So you sent me the podcast.
Yes. And anytime, let me know. And we have everything podcast on iTunes and WGNradio.com. So Craig gets it all up there. It's all on iTunes. People can subscribe. I want to thank our new subscriptions that people have signed up for, because we're doing very well. But yeah. But I do want to say thank you for saying satirical. We do have some listeners that struggle with that. Not just for they.
I didn't want to give anything away, Patty.
But in general, like there are segments where we dance a little bit with reality and maybe take a humorous angle on things, whether it is wondering whether or not Dr. Dingman is legit in our own interpretation, or when it comes to politics. And
are you saying that when everyone called us, that wasn't a personal?
Everyone
called about Donald Trump last year.
Every Juan.
I thought that was real serious.
Because everyone loves Donald Trump, so we wanted to know who everyone was. So everyone called.
Everyone called us.
You pronounce his name Every Juan.
Dr. Dingman has several different personalities.
Oh, I don't know about that, but let's.
Everyone is Dr. Dingman?
No, I don't think that's
true. No, that wasn't him. That's okay. Not sure what happened.
I'm really
somebody
confused.
Else.
Let's straighten it all out in a few moments with our wonderful guest from the Nelson Street Revival. And we will hear music from them shortly. You're listening pretty late. It's Monday night, which means it's Music Monday. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio with the Nelson Street Revival. They are they're actually going to be in Evanston this Friday at Space,
yes.
Which I've heard is a great space.
It is a great space.
And, it's awesome.
I was just there today, and I'm wearing the T-shirt.
Oh, I do. I was wondering because I saw Evanston on your sleeve.
Space.
I like that a lot. What time is the show on Friday? I have to take a look.
It's at 8:00.
8:00. Can we make it from Evanston? I think we could do Evanston on Friday. Let's go to Space.
Come on.
Come on down.
We're not playing until you get there.
Oh, a lot of pressure. Wow. Okay, I'll be there. Evanston is a weird place for me, but that's for my therapist, not for you. I went to school at Evanston. And your name, sir?
My name is Marvin Little.
Hey, Marvin Little. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
And you know what? Is that where I'm messing things up? Because I knew that there was a Little in the band, and we have the Little Family Band.
We have the Little Family Band as well.
I got it. All right. Mm-hmm. I've got the confusion. There's a band called the Little Family Band. Will you please join that so that we have the whole circle?
Oh, my God. It'll be perfect then.
I think it would be fantastic.
The Nelson Street Little Family Revival Band would be amazing.
I think. See what we're
He's
doing.
He's starting
it's,
stuff.
It's
there
magic.
It
it's absolute magic. Marvin Little. We have Kathy Richardson and the rest of the band. We have Ellen. I haven't gotten everyone's names, but I'll make sure I work our way through everybody in the studio. They asked if this was the biggest band we've ever had. You're so sweet. We've had 20 clarinetists in the studio.
Is that really a band, though?
Wow. She just said that.
She said it. I thought it, but I didn't.
She might be right. Well, this Honey
and the 45s had a lot of members.
Honey and the 45s came close.
There's been a few bands that have a lot of members, but I think you guys could take all the clarinetists. So.
Yeah,
easily.
In a hand-to-hand? Yeah, that
Without
happens.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I agree
Would they
completely.
Get to keep their clarinets?
Yeah. Well, that's unfair.
Okay.
That's
no,
true.
No weapons right. allowed.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got a fiddle, and she means it. She does. Look at her arms. Is that this from playing the fiddle?
This is Ann Harris on the fiddle. Ann Harris is the...
She's tough.
Rock and roll goddess of town and the universe.
Oh, well, and why contain it to the town?
Yeah,
it's gotta be a universe. I agree. And Marvin, you play the guitar or is it a bass?
No, I'm the illustrious bass player of the group.
Oh, let's not get mad. I see, because she's playing the guitar. Can you not have more than one guitar in a band?
No, there is more than one guitar here. We have acoustic guitar and electric guitar, but I play the bass.
Oh, I did not see the other guitar.
He plays the low notes.
Oh, hello.
That's
he's a very, very awesome bass player. He plays with Billy Branch. And you tell me who else.
Richardson. You play with Kathy Richardson in Nelson Street Revival.
That's all that matters. That's
I mean, why
all
do we care about the rest of these people?
Seriously. No, but on the blues scene, I have been blessed to have an opportunity to play with 3-time Grammy nominee Billy Branch. I work with Albie
Shore. Does he require that you say that?
Yes. It's in my contract. I was a 3-time Grammy nominee.
You had it so quickly, like just unfolded it like that. Just curious.
You know, so
does
you know,
he say that when from, he walks into places?
Yes, there's actually horns. There's clarinets.
Oh.
There's a 20-piece clarinet group.
See
that
how
actually,
it's all coming back together.
They're not really a band, though.
No, they're not really.
Why would he say it himself? He could get other people to say it.
He has. We've said it many times. Yeah. We didn't even know before this. Now we know forever.
That's it.
That's it.
Forever and ever.
And you as a bass player, did you start out with the bass, or were you a guitar player and you went, if there's going to be two guitars in this band, I'm just going to go ahead and play the bass?
No, actually, when I was younger, I started as drums. But in this band, I came right out the gate as the bass player, vocalist, star.
Oh.
//.
Kathy, how do we deal with that situation?
It's okay, you know, because this is the band that I'm just one of the guys and girls, you know. And that's another thing I love about this band. It's like, I'm not the star. I'm like one of the stars. And it's just such a great group. And we just have this immediate family vibe, good friends, fun. I mean, that's the whole thing.
It has that feel to it.
Well, there's 8 individual artists. Mm-hmm. Standalone. I hate to use the term star because we don't even kind of look at ourselves like that, but there are 8 individuals in this group that can hold their own, that have been around the world, have done pretty much everything, that have no egos at all. So we just kind of show up and it's fun.
And seriously, are you looking at the back of his head like in a bore lasers through it? Is that true? I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if someone's going to tell me the truth, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Ann.
Or
the electric guitar player. I'm not sure what Tony's going to say back here on the drums. Ellen's just hiding. She doesn't want to play. She's like, she just gets a great smile. Is he right, Ann? There's no egos?
He's right.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
she has the sweetest voice. Why isn't she on? Get on the plane.
Get on the mic, kid. Come on.
Craig's like, we got to go to the news. Okay, Ann.
No news. Come on.
We don't want no sticky news.
And we have to talk to you in the next half hour in between music. Craig, do I have a break before the news? I'm going right to the news. All right. We have the Nelson Street Revival in studio. As hard as I try to change the name of their band, I think that's the one that they should use. And they have a gig coming up this Friday at Space. We'll get more information about that and music when we come back after news with Roger Badish. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And we have the Nelson Street Revival band. And they have right now playing for you, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You.
I'll put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. Lord, I ain't lying. I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, baby. I can't stand the way you put me down. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that just happened in our studio. So many miraculous musicians.
Oh my God.
Singing going on.
Oh my God.
I don't want to get tawdry, but that was as close as I get.
I don't
to...
know if we can even talk to them. I think we should just take a break because that was amazing.
I can't look at them anymore. A little bit.
Better next time.
Yeah, get it back in the next one.
I need a cigarette.
By the way, we're getting text flooding
happened.
In. from the 815, yowza!
Yes. Brandon C. Price, you should know that music can have that effect on some women, where just the vibrations.
And some men.
There you go. Truth.
I don't think it's gender specific.
Did you see Anne? I was like, I had to go sit down for a moment.
Every part of this band killed that. Every single part of it. Every one of you.
They literally burned the battery on my phone. It completely died in the middle. I was like, nope, can't handle this.
Had a heart attack. It's amazing.
Nelson Street Revival. We have some great music coming up from them and after the next break as well. They are performing live this Friday at Space in Evanston. They'll also be performing at Dancing in the Street in Clarendon Hills on June 22nd. Andersonville Midsummer Fest on June 11th. You got all these dates. You got a lot. Tony, I'm not sure what just. Wow. All right, then. You are Crush. I'm thirsty now for Orange Crush, by the way. He's flexing and showing me his Crush shirt. Kathy, when you belt it out like that, what does it take out of you? Is it something that you kind of have holstered and are ready to go?
Or... Yeah, it doesn't take anything out of me at all. I take it from somewhere else, and it works through me, and I don't know where it comes from. It gives me energy, honestly.
See, and people don't understand that, to be open to it, to allow the universe to come through you, whatever way people think of that, whether it's some higher state of being, or, you know, whether it's God or, again, the universe, the energy of others. You really do a magnificent job, and all of you do. That was amazing music. Thank you all.
Thank you.
So much. We're looking forward to the next
song.
See,
and this is why we have to play. We have to get this band out.
Yes. Otherwise, what would you do with all of that?
What would we? It would be a waste of something magical.
I agree. You gotta put it all out there.
Yeah.
How you doing, Brandon?
I'm blown away. I'm just sitting here enjoying remembering what just happened to me.
Yeah, I don't want to leave the moment from a few minutes ago. That was amazing.
Should I have gone to a commercial? Have I made it weird for everybody?
No. We're getting a lot of texts.
Did I make it awkward?
You know what other
read the text. I want to know what the text is.
Read the text, yes.
From the 708, that's how it's effing done.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's right. That's how we do.
Did they say effing or did they say the other thing? They use the appropriate language?
They did. I can't do that on the air. Yes. From the 312, Kathy just killed it. These are all in caps. Most of these texts are in all caps. I don't know what's taking these people over.
I love that. All caps. Come on and get a seat, Alan, please. Grab a seat. Oh, you can't hear the text?
From the 773, who played that guitar solo?
Oh, that was the fabulous Dave Herrero.
Dave Herrero.
Our guitar hero. Yeah.
Dave Herrero. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah, it's true what Marvin said. Everybody in this band is a, you know, a recording artist, in their own right as individuals, and that's why this band is it's super special, and it's also super amazing that we're able to find it the time to fit it in with eight people who are all doing different things. So it has to be, I think, you know, it is a divinely guided project.
Well, and you mentioned there's no egos earlier, as you just said, but that's not easy to find. How did you kind of collect all these people, Alan?
Well, I, you know, Kathy and I have been great friends for a long time, as Ann Harris and I have been as well. And Marvin, I discovered Marvin.
He likes to feel like he was discovered.
Billy Branch.
He's like, look at you all, Christopher Columbus on musicians over here.
Billy Branch stole him from me.
He's like, I don't see any flags on this.
Three-time Grammy nominated?
Yeah, three-time nominated Billy Branch. You know, I run around town. I live in Lakeview. I go to the blues clubs. I've watched Dave Herrero. When the first time I saw Dave Herrero at Legends a few years ago, I came home and I said to Kathy, I'm like, this guy, he's like the new sound of blues. You know, this is the way blues will continue. So I love his work. And and Tony, I've worked with over the years in different bands.
She bribed me.
First drummer to stand the entire time, by the way.
Yes, it's very cool.
And I love that.
And Peaches is she travels the world, like Kathy was saying. She's on a red eye tonight, or she'd be here with us. So I'd put this together, and I surround myself. The only way to sound good, really, right, Patty, is surround yourself with the best talent. So that's what I did, and it just
that way. When you're faking it, no one will notice.
That's right. Don't tell my secrets. So you know, most of us have been doing this gig at Muskie Fest for several years, but it was after this year, like Kathy said, you know what? I was out in the audience, like she said, watching the show. Because I'd have one, Peaches would start, then Kathy would do a set, and then we'd all get together and just jam it out. And she said, let's do it. And every single member of the band said, let's do it. You know, let's make it more permanent.
And what a great way to just come together and have fun. Where do you go to watch music? You mentioned Legends. And
I go to Kingston Mines and Blues because I live blocks away. And, you know, you see great international blues stars there.
Yeah.
And I have a pass to get in, so it's extra.
That's not part of it at all. That's not a big part of it.
We don't want to forget to mention on the keyboards, John Wade.
Hey, John.
I know. I'm blocking.
You know what? I couldn't see him. I'm sorry.
Well, tell him about John.
He's so cute. He's like, yeah, any minute now. Any minute now, though. Remember, I'm here. Any minute now.
So, yes, I'm sorry, John. You're blocked from me. I looked around.
Maybe.
John and I live on, well, John used to live on the same street, and he was part of the Muskie Fest. He was in an earlier jazz trio, and a couple of years ago he said, will you come do a tune with me on my show? And I said, sure. And I, you know, ran out. I mean, literally the stage is like four doors down from my front door. I did a tune with him, and then I said, you know, it'd be great to have a keyboard player if you want to hang around. So he played with us, and he's been in the band ever since. This is like, well, your third year, I think, right, John?
Yeah.
So that's how that happened. Another Nelson Street miracle.
There you go. And if I may recommend, if you ever have a Friday or Saturday night off, to go enjoy music of a different type, our friend Brandon C. Price is the mastermind, one of the mastermind geniuses behind Vamp, every Friday and Saturday night at MCL Chicago. And you can go to vampchicago.com for ticket information. Seriously, this is such a, they do a, it's music, comedy, and drinking show, basically like Wayne Brady on Whose Line Is It? He does a lot of improvised music stuff.
Yeah, we got
and
a
they're great singers.
That just makes it up the whole time, too. So everybody's improvising on stage, but you've seen that, it's the band that absolutely makes it ridiculously good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Steph McCullough, who's one of the main MDs at Second City, and Dwan Pritchett, just absolutely incredible amateur musicians, but they shouldn't just be amateur, and hopefully none of us will be for very long.
Got to start somewhere.
Can we, Sylvia? Is Silvio in the? Is this the young man that's in the hallway? There's somebody in the hallway that I feel like they just want to hang out. And
Silvio,
Tony's son, Silvio. Tony's young son.
Silvio, come on in.
A budding
musician.
I feel
bad because he's kind of in
the
hallway.
You just use the radio station to call someone into the studio.
Yeah, come on in, Silvio. Come hang out with us.
You're not listening.
Okay. All the listeners, stop real quick. Silvio, you get in here.
I would invite all the listeners, but they're not in the hallway.
They can't all.
No,
they can't all
we can't it. All invite you, but I'm inviting Silvio into the studio.
Another couple quick texts from the 205. Damn fine performance of a damn fine tune.
Ooh. Nice.
That is real nice. And then from the 815, this is my new favorite band.
Wow.
Yay. I love that.
For everyone else who've now found their new favorite band, that's Nelson Street Revival. You can go to their Facebook page as well. They have videos on YouTube, Nelson Street Revival, I Shall Be Released, Mojo Working, Me and my Bobby McGee. So all that is, you can find. Do you know
I
those are on?
Didn't even know we had those on Facebook.
That YouTube works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Did you not give them permission? Because I'll take that down for you.
No, it's fine. No, spread it out there.
It's great.
Oh yeah, is this Peaches or who's singing with you on this?
Peaches. Yeah.
Peaches on.
Peaches.
Yep.
She's from Mississippi originally. Lived in Chicago many years. She plays the rub board as well.
Oh
yeah, we do our New Orleans.
Will she be at Space on Friday?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, Space on Friday in Evanston. But more music right here on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, the Nelson Street Revival. It's 720 WGN. Ah, what a great night of music in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We have the Nelson Street Revival. Here they are playing live right now. Cadillac. Yeah.
travel around the world, maybe back again. Swore that I could be a rich man someday.
That's Nelson Street Revival and Cadillac and Dave Herrero on the guitar, electric guitar, lead vocals on that, and so much more. Ellen Miller on the harmonica. We have Ann Harris on the tambourine this time. She was playing fiddle earlier. Kathy Richardson on guitar and vocals as well. We have I didn't get Tony's last name on the
Dale.
Tony, I did get the, I actually did get your last name and decided to dismiss it. Apparently, I apologize. Tony Dale, John Wade's on keyboard. Did I get that right, John? Yeah, right. Then back there, we also have Marvin Little on the bass. Who am I missing? Did I get everybody?
We're missing Peaches.
Peaches on a flight. Spirit. Yeah, we can't. It's hard to talk to her. She's in the middle of a flight. And Anne, will you sit down for just? Well, I only have a couple more minutes left, and I said I wanted to talk to you, and I didn't get that chance to earlier. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Great music. You play several instruments, I'm guessing, more than just the fiddle and the tambourine. Those are the two? That's it?
That's pretty. And the egg shaker. Sometimes it's a pair.
How does one? I mean, every song apparently does not require a fiddle. So you go, I will do the egg then.
Yes.
Give me an egg and I'll hang out.
I just don't want to get in the way, you know.
But your fiddling is spectacular. Is this something as a violinist that you were like, I'm going to rock it out a little bit more?
Yeah, I just I love the instrument. I have my whole life, I think, because it's so versatile. I mean, I can hear fiddle in almost anything, you know. So yeah.
And when you say everything, is it, you know, you're listening to music, you know what would sound good right now? My fiddle.
Yeah, and not mine. Yeah, there's a lot of
fiddle.
There's way better players than me, but you know, the sound of the strings.
Who have you looked up to in your career as far as fiddling?
I love Regina Carter. Mm-hmm. She's unbelievable. She has a sound that's really unique. That's really all her own. She's fantastic.
Because I feel like
I love old. There's a couple of older fiddle players. I love, like, Sugarcane Harris. He's amazing. He's been passed a long time now, but an amazing blues virtuoso player. He played anything, but blues is what he kind of did. And oh my gosh,
it's only. And I ask because I feel like we don't know the names of fiddlers as much as, you know, we're always impressed and we see the solos and we clap and then we don't know who that was.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean, it really feels that way. You're like, whoa, that was amazing. Who was that? Yeah, I really do feel that way.
I think it was Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels, probably. That's probably the most popular fiddle solo, you know.
That one, yeah, and everyone should pay attention to the fiddler.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, everyone can pay attention to all the musicians, including Ann Harris, the fiddler, at this weekend on Friday at Space in Evanston. That's Nelson Street Revival. Go to their Facebook page for information about all their other shows, including Dancing in the Streets on June 22nd in Clarendon Hills, and Andersonville's Midsummer Fest on June 11th. And Bob Ferguson, by the way, that was amazing. I mean, that was a lot to negotiate, yeah. And you did such a great job. That's two bands in a row.
Yay, Bob.
That was... Craig, I was going to mention this earlier. We've had a lot of bands on Monday nights, and I'm always, you know, it's always fun to interview, but this has been the first time where I went, here are people who get a conversation.
Yeah.
Whether it's about themselves. But that's exactly what Bob Ferguson deserves every week. And this band gets it on every level. So yeah. Thank you so much to Nelson Street Revival.
Right. And we have tons more texts saying how this is one of the best bands we've ever had on the show. Best band they've ever heard on the radio station. Wow, wow, wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Someone from Tallahassee, Florida is listening and said, come down here and teach these bands how to play.
But and that's really what it feels like. Again, I've loved all the musicians we've ever had on the show, but this is like, oh, this is the pretty late band. I'm just saying.
That's all right.
I know.
Hey,
all right, then.
You know, house band. We all live here. We can make it happen.
Well, that was the original idea with doing the Music Mondays was having a house band, so we could figure out.
Oh, sign us up.
We found our house band. and here's the thing: no other band has said.
You know, we've
Peaches is like, I signed up for what?
I know we got to hit the news, but we've also discussed a lot of times doing remotes. We need to bring this band with us to the next remote.
Or go to their event.
Or go to their event as a remote.
Come to Muskie Fest.
Okay.
We're going to Muskie Fest.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're doing it. All right, let's figure out the date for their next appearance. Again, that's Nelson Street Revival. Go to their Facebook page. Thank you again so much for amazing
thank
music.
Thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you, everybody.
Us.
Oh, see what I was saying. Thank you. That's for everybody listening as well. I get all choked up there. That was wonderful. Oh, my gosh. And by the way, Eddie Cruz, I'm so pleased to meet one of your favorite musicians and all of the great musicians she's working with right now.